Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Within Australia, a very high-profile person is in the need, and a tender's been put out, for a new butler.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind working in a house in Sydney and Canberra, you may have heard them called Kirribilli House and The Lodge.
Hello.
They're looking for a new butler. It's an all right salary. I looked at that and thought, wow, $65,000 a year for a...
$65,000?
To attend to some personal domestic services to the Prime Minister and family as directed. Undertaking laundry duties, including washing and ironing of household and personal effects.
Ooh.
As well as that, you'll be required to perform table service duties at official dinners, family meals, luncheons, receptions and formal functions, as well as maintaining the cleanliness of the historic homes.
Lovely.
If that sounds like you, it is for a butler, but I'm sure that is gender neutral now as a term. So that's available.
It's a decent wage for washing the first smalls, isn't
it? I suppose.
Kate Middleton's made the news today.
Yes.
For wearing the same dress twice.
Shock horror. She wore it in 2007 or something and then again in 2011. Seriously, who sits there and goes through all the photos and matches it up and say, oh, I do believe in 2007.
Yeah.
Come on.
But she's come out saying, hey, that is very appropriate during the tough times a lot of people are facing. And she's reminding people she is, in fact, not a fashion model.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, good on you. Well, Kate... We support you. Tomorrow, I'm going to wear exactly what I'm wearing today tomorrow. That's it. It's going to make my life a lot easier tonight when I think, what am I going to wear tomorrow? I'm going to wear this again.
She's maybe Wednesday. Woman to have a tribute like that, Aaron.
Maybe Wednesday as well.
Great.
Why not? What do you reckon?
Oh, I'll be wearing a nose peg. Great to get along on Friday night to the red carpet for the preview of Jane Eyre at the Sydney Film Festival. New Hollywood adaptation of that. And the star of the film is Australian actress Mia Wasikowska. And she, it's really refreshing to meet her. She is the most unpretentious person, totally humble, was even a bit shy, a bit nervous doing the red carpet thing. She's not all starved and buffed and spray tanned within an inch of her life. But then to see her on screen, she is so talented and such a powerful little performer. She's only 21. She's worked with some of the best in the business. Had to find out about that from her, first of all.
All these legends you've worked with, Judi Dench, Johnny Depp, Annette Bening, who can you name as a bit of a favourite along the way?
I have so many favourites. They're all, you know, I've learned something from each of them. They're all really... Yeah, like they're willing to share their experiences and all. But yeah, there's no one person, I think.
Yeah. And what are the challenges when it comes to approaching such a classic story as Jane Eyre?
Well, I think that with a story like Jane Eyre, it's been around for so long and people really love the story and they have a definite idea of who Jane is and how she should be played. And so I guess it's just I really hope people sort of accept this version of it and connect to her as we've portrayed her.
And how are you going with the fame monster as that sort of comes along with the amazing work that you do?
Right. Yeah, I don't really feel like I've been affected by it too much. I don't really feel that at all, except for like the half an hour that I'm on this carpet and then I go home and it's really, you know, very ordinary and normal, so it's great.
Anything you're going to make sure you do while you're home in Sydney for a while?
I don't know. I just want to see friends and catch up with people. So, yeah, that's kind of all.
This week marks 12 months since there was the leadership spill involving Kevin Rudd. And if you haven't caught the exclusive Hope 103.2 interview with Kevin, the whole podcast will be available later on today. But for now, we'll just catch you up on some of the best bits.
I can't let you go without asking you about the events of the last few days during which you've figured prominently in the news with suggestions you want your old job back. These reports aren't going away, though, are they?
Well, what I'd say in response to all of that reporting is I think everyone needs to collectively take a Mogadon because my interest is to be, as I said yesterday, I think one of Australia's better, if not the best foreign minister. I've got a long way to go on that. I'm enjoying the job. It's terrific. And I think given the challenges we face around the country at large, in our region, but on the home front, the job of all government members is to get behind the Prime Minister, and that's what I believe we should all be doing.
How are you reflecting back on the events of just a few days short of a year ago when you lost the Prime Ministership?
Well, someone asked me this the other day, the extent to which faith is important in these things. I was in, last Sunday, I was in, would you believe, a church in London, and having a quiet think about all this. I was attending a conference which is on Gavi, the Global Alliance on Vaccines and Immunisation, to save kids in poor countries, and we've contributed to that, and that'll be a contribution of 7 million plus immunisations around the world. And that, I think, is good stuff. It's the right thing we should be doing. But reflecting on all that, as I was musing in church last Sunday, the key thing is not to sit around and mope. The key thing is to get out there and make a difference with the resources you have at your disposal today. And whatever your calling, whatever your lot is in life, to take those talents and take those abilities and use them to the utmost. And that's what I try and do. None of us are perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God, you know that. But you're out there having a go, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.